A gospel choir from a small town on Mississippi's Gulf Coast has been stranded in Chicago since Katrina hit. Members of the group called J. Eric Brown and Charity are trying to get home, and many of them still trying to reach family members. The singers desperately want to know what's left of their homes, as NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Choir director J. Eric Brown says this was supposed to be a short trip for the group to visit Chicago-area churches while negotiating a record deal. Instead, Hurricane Katrina significantly extended the choir's visit, and Brown is anxious to get back on the bus and look for family members.
We really don't even know if we're going to be able to make it back. We're just heading out. And who knows, many of us may be back up here next week.
Home is Moss Point, Mississippi, located right on the coast, about 30 miles from Biloxi, 40 miles from Mobile, Alabama, a town of about 15,000. Stranded in Chicago, the choir has been doing what it does best. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church on the city's south side last night, the group's 23 musicians and singers performed songs of worship. J. Eric Brown began telling the congregation stories about Moss Point, about the newly built home he had left behind, and about the beauty of the 8-mile stretch of beach, home to the city's most expensive houses.
We got word that there's not one home left standing on that beach, and that's what Katrina did to us on this week.
Past hurricanes have bypassed Moss Point. Many choir members thought Katrina would, too. They didn't learn about the devastation until a friend in Florida called, and then the calls kept coming.
My name is Damon Walker. My concern is just trying to find out about my family. They're from Biloxi. I've seen the devastation there. We're just trying to find out if our family's all right.
My name is Carolyn Thompson. I have heard from my son, but I have not heard that he was okay from a friend of mine. But I have not spoken to him nor heard from him since Sunday morning.
Being so far from home and for longer than expected has made it both financially and emotionally draining, though the choir members say they've gotten tremendous support from Chicago. Churches have helped pay their hotel bill, and just about everybody wants to help feed them. In the basement of Mount Calvary, there was potato salad, fried chicken, green salad, and rolls. Ashley Brown jokingly says she knows she'll be on a severe diet when she gets back home.
We've been saying all the while that we've been stuck here that we better eat up as long as we can, because we don't know how long it's going to be before we can eat like this again when we get home. So that's just the nature of all of our relationships. You know, we just tease around like that to kind of keep our spirits up in a time like this.
Listen, thank you, Father. Even in Katrina, I saw.
The singers say they hope their next singing stop will be Mississippi, normally a 15-hour trip, but that's when the roads are in good shape. They also know that getting there is just one of the many difficulties they'll have to overcome in the weeks ahead. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
That my poor soul. Come here, Lisa.